From out of the city came words. Small words. Words like lead pellets, ringing on armor, stinging on flesh, and carrying a message of rage and honor defended. The prophet spoke in broken syntax. The facts spoke for themselves in time, and he was carried to the city square to be stoned to death in accordance with the law. Morning slid over the horizon as if on rails invisible and split the night like Trinity. Infinity seemed possible except for the silence of the waking world, one eye open. Mourn the night and rise. Rise to your feet and climb the hill you always said you'd climb before the end of all things. For it is upon you, even in the optimism of dawn. Mourn the night and rise. Rise to your vision. Rise. The afterlife is not waiting for you, but you for it. And the madness of martyrs may call it too soon. Mourn the night and rise. Spread your bastard wings and catch the feral winds that come on the sun's fire to sweep away the night into small shadow piles in corners. From out of the city came words. Final words. Words like Eden, Gethsemane, Golgotha. And then, the silence. The violence of indifference.
Under my bed, there are lust bunnies lurking. Wasted hours when cold showers and other diversions seemed perversions, wasting the appetite for delight that could be sated if I was not fated to be waiting, hating the waiting for someone to come along and blow away the lust bunnies. Hurry, before they figure out that I am defenseless when I sleep alone at night. I would like to apologize for the thoughts I lingered on when you crossed the room. For we have not met as of yet, and I had no right to violate your thin fabric armor in thought. I was completely out of line to conjure your warm skin pressed against me in earnest surrender. It was so wrong, very wrong of me, to presume to guess the fragrance that would rise to engulf me as you kiss me. But since now I have that out of the way, I'd like to see just how accurate my imagination is. Break me down. Take me down that shadowed path where once we lingered, daring fate to let us touch. In ways shown sharing, in ways known caring about what wordless whims were communicated. I can smell your attar on my hands and clothes, ancient faded memories that I summon freely. Heat that feeds this fire, that feeds this desire, and when you shed your veils, I will enter the temple. Deity. And the temptress to my fall. All I have I sacrificed, the price of your hunger, fed to make me bleed, to take my need, and let me mark a holy scripture in fingertips on your flesh. You are as soft as rose petals against bare skin, as fragrant as their oils, seeping into warm bodies to accent the beauty of tender kisses and embraces shared, dared, and cared between two lost souls found in a dark world to meet in a synergistic light, bright and beautiful, like the rose petals I spread beneath you to catch you as you fall into love. Warm your heart on the heat of my hands as I span long moments spreading oils and lotions of fragrance on your thin skin, my eyes closed in wonder at your softness, your eyes closed in wonder at my warmth and the peculiar sensations my touch invokes, to be explored later with more than hands and nothing between us. What hope. Close your eyes and open wide in other senses, as I slide into the invitation for integration, for desecration, for consecration, depending on your purpose. Touch with such earnest passion that I am left bereft of memory and all allegiances to cross or kin. End at your skin, as I am taken in to be a part of you. Sleep in the comfort of my arms, bare against my chest. Take an earnest rest, knowing that nothing can touch you without your desire. But when the fire is upon you, I will touch you in ways and corners and with honest passion and tender affection you have not encountered in your life, in your world, in your flesh, where I will slide to depths that have never been touched in manners you fear, for the opening of passages to your soul that you know would end your world if I were there for any purpose other than express the very heated dreams I would not dare with anyone but you. I saw the look in your eyes as I entered you, the way made ease by the long, tender times spent touching and exploring hands and lips and fingertips, avatars of consummation, consummation fulfilled as your breath upon my chest quickens and your hands draw me in into you to lose the barriers between my flesh and and your flesh and the universe, which recedes into nothing as your skin burns as herald to your pleasure, measured by the tension in your thighs, wrapped with ankles locked about me, that I cannot escape as if I would, if I could. For I gave myself over to this the moment I met you, and you dance your surrender beneath me in articulate delight. After the awkward and aching seconds where the merged souls separate flesh, we lay for hours. Soft kisses on flesh that still burns, soft hands exploring a changed universe, and words of reassurance, and promises, and questions, and answers, and a gradual return to the fire. For as long as we dare sustain the night. I want to enter you through your eyes, your ears, your pores, and scores of other ways, both metaphysical and pleasantly plutonic. I want you to inhale my essence, drink my soul, feed on my joy at the moment we lose our isolation and find a way to merge, purging urges that surge in courage waves that enslave us to a rhythm unlike anything else in all of creation. I want to hear you breathe, feel you breathe, make you breathe in rhythm with the rising and falling of me. Finding a safe harbor for my hunger, lip to hip we slip and grip and find a language without words to worship our redemption from past casts we blast to ash and retreating ridicule, turning like into lust, into love, and want into desire, into need that bleeds me until I wither just long enough to hold you in my arms and murmur unveiled threats against your virtue, then fulfill them. Kisses for karma, dreams of the damned, lost in the silence as doorways are slammed. Where is my goddess? What is my dream? Where is the promise that answers the theme? Shall I seduce you? Or am I too late? As you slide for my rescue, rejecting your fate. Kisses for Colin, dreams of the damned, lost in the silence as doorways are slammed. I am forever bound to your light. Let this be more than a memory of a night. Kisses for calm, dreams of the damned, lost in the silence as doorways are slammed. Kisses for karma, dreams of the damned, lost in the silence as doorways are slammed. I am not blind to the beauty, but like a paralyzed man, his bed a prison, unable to touch or taste or smell. Only those things brought to him, or that, by accident, slipped through the walls of glass and steel and watchful eyes, that institutionalize lies to their own ends. The sterility befriends those whose clothes tell a tale of wanderlust, in worn soles and frayed hems and dust, dust of a thousand roads. Some walked to the horizon, some merely tested with timid toes, like an unfamiliar water pool at dawn, yawning a frigid maw to pull you in and cramp body and soul. I am not blind to the beauty, but bound to it. The sound of it is like music to a deaf man who can perceive the bass line as it shakes the snakes from the foundations of a world made of a necessity. A necessary doubt of things spoken with too much conviction, words used like truncheons to beat down relevant inconveniences. The luxury of truth is something that few afford in the discordant umbilical left to hang. To dangle at an angle on the edge of cliffs we once leapt from, unafraid of the consequences of gravity and the pursuit of knowledge. I could see it, eyes open or closed, limbs and lips languid and posed like posturing candidates for a title I am not sure I would or should award again. I am not blind to the beauty. I am not deaf to the music. I am not cold to your touch. I am not tongue-numb to your taste. I am not unaware of your perfume as you enter this ruin. Leave a telltale marker to be followed into Elysium if I am willing to rise from my chosen catalepsy and wear again the patchwork pelts and the mark of my station and office to follow where I swore I would go when the word was given in silent mouthing from across the room, but in plain sight. For I am not blind to the beauty as I plant my fists in the stones and press upwards with aching muscles to fulfill that which is ordained of me.
Your smile is sacred to me. Would that a chalice of communion wine hold half the redemptive power of your kiss. For fate is a turbulent dream in this age. This age in which your grace in saving me from the false religion of self-cut idols, of balsa and tin and cheap velour. Pure runs the water tested by fires, caught and contained and feeding, seeding the clouds with the essence of life. For you are the fire and the rain, and the sun and the clouds and the sky. And your smile is sacred. Heal swift the aching wound that keeps you far from me. Leave now the temple ruined that once held perfidy. Grow strong and find your way along life's pleasant roads. In night or brightest day, strive tall with lightest loads. Be certain of your worth. Fair to all you meet. Greet failure with rebirth. Greet folly with retreat. Place heart to inked page and speak with honest sound. Pour out the poisoned rage and leave it on the ground. And battered escarpments of my heart, running crimson and gold with blood and amber from my faulted, vaulted passions. Rodents clamber of thorny roses grown on that decay. Part predator, part prey, part symbiote and parasite, grandiose and pathetic. The warm wine runs away, spilled by careless hands and hearts every day. I pluck Cithara strings to wake the flower of the night. I play for you the melodies. I pray for you the memories. I cry for you the threnodies. And barter still the remedies. Cold and wasted thoughts I would know no more. A monument to lover's kiss and merged minds. As Odysseus bore the stick that finally blinds the sleeping giants. Barren bones and paramour. Epic tales of love and lies and truths unflown. Love, an addiction and a venom. I use and sell, thumbscrewed to the walls in my dungeon cell, murmuring mad words and dreams outgrown.
In the tacky glass at the temperatures we dwell. Hell knells well the call of desperation. Courage cages of expectation. We hurl ourselves against the steel. We whirl ourselves upon the wheel. We curl ourselves until we feel reborn. The totality of the futility of the utility of our free wills. Knowing well that in the end it is not our design that laid the mortar of our frustration. We steel ourselves against the night, conceal ourselves from coming light. We seal ourselves with frail delight, reborn. Drag daggers across the thin skin and win again the sin we shed. take the snake of William Blake and give wings to the whims of irony. We beat our breasts in hidden rage. We cheat our fates with mock courage. We meet our ends with penanced wage. Reborn. There is nothing sadder than the persistent scent of your fading attire. The sheets, no longer so warm and pampered by your frame, sorrowed, but not as downcast as I am. Clutching aromatic memories to a scar where once was a heart, fiercely pierced and glad to bleed unborrowed emotions. Potions imbibed in subtle sips, not just to sell, but to prove the leisure of the treasured pleasure to be measured in infinities. A resurrection, perhaps, to be as prophesied in your eyes, to move me to the transfigured instant of passion and purpose, or to disease a soul already spread thin on wings of wax and stolen feathers. As I am frail, so is the sun, an inconstant lover. Comfort in winter, and the furnace of the crucible of doubt in summer span, never more than less than welcomed according to the need of the lover. And I have trusted skies too deeply to not regard the rose's kiss a true friend before evidence of thorns is regarded in accepting the legacy. The dragon woke last night, so long unfed and left for dead, wings aching as they stretched for the first time in many seasons, reasons for the slumber not forgotten, but discarded, like so many promises made in haste. And he will taste the wind again, and he will taste the wind. Eyes evolved to see in night, to see in light, too faint for the prey that walks willingly into the jaws, that cradled flame, seeking a name as a tamer of a mythic beast, a feast willing to be consumed, to be a face in the mosaic. And he will taste the wind again, and he will taste the wind. The sacred sibilance of scales rubbing upon one another as a life rattle, drowning out the chants of those who thought themselves, who brought themselves out as slayers of dragons, only to find that steel melts and flesh becomes memory when the fire is passion. And he will taste the wind tonight. And he will taste the wind.
I kiss the beauty of your complexities. Your scars are a familiar terrain to my lips, cut as they have been a thousand times for greater and lesser crimes on the penance. I do not doubt your beauty, and in the arms of the dragon, you fit like a gem in the forehead of a smiling Buddha. Alive and dreaming of new winds, yet to blow, and yet you seem to know where, if not when, they will take you, make you all that you already are, in the arms of the dragon. Deceit is a vile attar. Avatars cut to the heel, sealing the cryptic stonework with words absurd and brittle. Spittle trails, the banshee wails, and the sails are torn apart. a heart pulses equinox, locks peaked with unsteady hands, demanding the ransom lost. Tossed aside in pride or rage, waging a war for its own sake, taking the waking to die. And I am still aware, faring better than I thought. What I have learned I will keep, sleeping on a sea of dreams, reams of the truth unpublished. I am better than I thought. Behind the facade, where you kissed me once, violating promises you and I had made to ourselves and each other, not to mention other people who seemed suddenly irrelevant, at least for the moment when lips touched and something, art like lightning, but much, much more pleasant, which suddenly seemed a very faded word, and everyone who wasn't there, that is to say, who wasn't me, or you, only saw a red glow on the horizon, and weren't sure if they heard thunder, because you kissed me behind the facade. The minstrel said, the first cut is the deepest. But I'm not so sure, as the only proven cure for a broken heart is to wrap it in swaths of clove to desensitize the nerve. And I will not surrender my grandest passions, even to not remember the feeling when the blade hits the bone and cuts through to the marrow. Time and every time, for the heart feeds or withers, so let the candles be lit and the tapestries hung and the windows opened to let the night air and the garden paths of stone bear the tread of the next fair woman who will share the whole, who will bear her soul, who will dare control the stallions of Apollo as I brave the cliffs in the name of love. Perhaps it is the season to place my faith again in the joy and the passion of a woman's deep heart, to offer up my honor, my hunger, and my heart to the fates for my part, as a sacrifice to their whims. I have not lost a step on this road of dark corners, where whispers are murders and rewards are quite rare. But I can't see my feeling to see this through till morning replaces a voice warning of the shadows that linger. In the moments she ponders, there's a bittersweet venom on the kiss of a woman to the light or the dark. On the lips of an angel I have tasted redemption and sad desecration. When she ponders too long, choosing unwisely, not knowing or caring. Her shallows breed suffering, and the currents then fail. I cannot stand for her if she doesn't come bearing, or at least shout a warning when the demons abound. On the black crooked road on which I will yet wander, I will, in truth, wonder what is under my tread. I shall seek a soft solace, but not a surrender. I will take no pretender again to my bed. I will drink my new wine in the memory of lovers. Each angel who hovers will light a new light. Be she destiny incarnate, or yet another missed moment, I shall keep to this torment, undefeated through the night. Stay with me a while, lay with me a while, play with me a while, and I will make you smile to the best of my ability. I will worship you tonight, in the darkness, in the light, whatever to you seems right, or at least to your desire. Let me touch and taste your fire. Let me hold you and explore. Let me give you all and more. Let me shake you to your core. Let me take you, make you, break you of all sorrows and lost fantasies. I will earn your memory. I will turn you, set you free. I will burn your depths as we explore all the pleasures once denied you have had to hold inside. Waiting for me. Dance for me, my electric lady. Sing a song that gently soothes my soul. Tomorrow, I must leave your world again, my love, as I strive to reach this endless journey's goal. I once gave up my poor and mortal birthright, so that I might touch the sky and see true things. My love, I'm not so sure I would have started if I could have seen the pain this voyage brings. Once again, my electric lady, touch me and bring forth my too rare smile. For the moment, I am just another mortal, and a little love will last me quite a while. If we had only met before the present, and what is gone had made me what I am, a love would be that all who live might envy, but I cannot come back this way again. For the final time, my electric lady, give me all that I may take within my vow. Tomorrow is my child and a gift to the stars. And the night is just my brother here and now. Expect the apocalypse. If a vow as sacred as I have taken should prove mutable in the wills and winds and currents of the human heart. Stolen from the fires of a Promethean glory, unshackled to the punishing stone to atone for the arrogance of hope and love and empowering the juggernaut. Actions refracted in colors of a spectrum that runs not from red to violet, but from osmium to radium, through silver and platinum and gold and rhodium, polished to a rosary of alpha particles, striking ghostly receptors in a flint and steel approach to making nuclear fusion of lovers sweat, breaking down the waters to make hydrogen and oxygen, breathing in the latter and fusing the former in a thermonuclear glory that rises like the sun in a heart finally released like latticent to stalk the legends of a lost mythology, where the gods walk only in tandem, as it should be. Severing the cord, like fallen flechettes of cracked amber made manifest in the cleft of the rock's split, by the final thrust of a staff in the hands of a mad prophet. The question is sanity or rage? Love, a mottled emotion made purer in the fury of a fire, unkept and swept beneath the ashes to linger in the insulation of forgotten promises. Words that escaped their cages when we looked the other way. Words that dance like shards of light in a reality where photons have mass. And lovers dare to dream in a truth that makes a difference in all that has a bitter sameness to it. A nameless fear we unlock to walk to the horizon and jump over the edge of the world. Welcome to the land of radiant tigers, bright eyes like coherent beaming ruby rods, fiercely piercing the fear jungle of life, pouncing like Lord Byron on a first draft. Poets glide on the slip and slide, emotions wetted and wet with the potions of passion. Sweetmeats met in a feast of least persistence, an insistence on the order of a random universe.
roadwork with the soda jerk mixology of words that effervesce with a laugh in the daft draft of expressions caught caterwauling to glance off the silvered glass mirrors of albedo radiance. Welcome to the land of radiant tigers, citrus stripes on cocoa black, warm as memory, cold as calculations in an impatient ledger, counting found funds, lost time, and three deep breaths. I will not find what I am looking for here among the shadow dancers and sunbathers. Hearts aureate swim to the horizon or climb cliffs to seek their destinies in moments frozen as they arc their breathless forms out and away from the rocks of despair to slice the air in a dart that acknowledges life is best tasted at terminal velocity, striking the glass sea that mirrors not for long the double speed descent as hopeful and hopeless romantics dare to live and love and share and dream and fly and fall and rise and bend and rule a domain of the senses. 7 at my last count. Mounting the sandstone pedestals left by the spittle of God against the eroding sanctuaries of our immutable malleability. And when we break the surface tension of our own pretensions, we ride the shockwaves like perilous nightmares to the foothills of the precipice, practicing the perfecting pain that shall stain our legacies whether we hide from it or not, caught on ourselves to coin effigies in words that make mockery of the currency of our barter. 7 sins forgiven, the 8th breaking the seal of blissful arrogance, and the water slips past your form as your momentum conquers the buoyancy of swimmers in the sea of life, and the force of your entry takes you deep, past where the children sleep, into the depths where the sun of forced gaiety does not penetrate, towards the oblivion of knowledge. For the tree of life is a seaweed now, a fruit that floats on limbs, thin with the wear of age and memory, and with every dive a little closer to fingers split and bloody with the violence of the splitting of the aqueous walls seen only as a looking glass by those for whom life is too deep to fathom, too dark to see, too cold to warm, too true to trust. Had I the will these arms to fill, I would take you to me now. Inhaling the essence of your skin as your hair brushes my face. No trace of doubt, no fear of falling in a lazy death spiral of fractured heart. Where do we start? When do we part? And with what shall we fill the lazy hours and the impractical nights? Soft words leading to, soft touches leading to, harder words leading to, harder touches, and the moment where the terminator line loses focus, duality merged in kisses urged to their necessary. But I have lost the will in the killing fields of memory, where I, even now, search through battered shells for the omens of hope left cut into my skin, where I fell last time, but not for the last time. For I have the will to find the will to wake the legion, and reason enough to rise to challenge the mocking moon
in the nights of silence. Conceive of a flower, like no other, no color, but the curving clarity, the photic charity of crystalline silence. Past the rainbow's violence, a white fragrance, white as a virgin's first kiss, or the lost heartbeat I gave over to the universe when first we met. When first I set my sails for a new horizon, passion and pride put down and sacrificed to the gods of love, to the holders of dreams, to the bearers of my gift, to wings that take their lift from the winds of sorrow, a meadow of perfect blossoms, refracting the light you give me onto a page of history and hope. My brother, the night takes me, and I am not tomorrow anymore. But my words endure, pure as a field of glass roses, row upon perfect chaotic row, not discovered in this incarnation, but they are out there.
Of you. Beneath the threat of centuries, stone shall fall, paint peel, music rise to ears long deaf. But now, and from this night on, you are immortal. Phoenix and garden, handmade, man-made, fire and clay, the blazer, the haze of self-immolation, an act of self-preservation, brass feathers quickened in the flesh of clay and phosphorus. A porous purpose to a surface when we finally get traction on the strip of life. Awake, my creation! Awake and open wide the iron jaws to howls of Eden and Armageddon. Awake! Pass through the sands like water on the beach. reaching for the leeching pool of buried rivers, a thought not yet assembled in coherence. But ready for the kiln of fire and temperatures where clay melts and mythologies turn to ash. Awake to seize the fates in clawed hands, iron bands that will cling against the sting of all the scorpions of resistance. Persistence being a virtue of the damned. The heavens are in heat tonight for this penetrative dream. The iron lion stands astride memory. Manticore wings of black lace fragments of a leather lost to the weather of whim. To him alone, there is an accounting. Countdown. Gray skies to brown toxic fumes as the hyperbolic moments when soul and intellect touch in the ceramic chamber of a novelist's heart. The skies scream aside in a fictional friction of breath drawn out to thread like taffy pulled too long. An orbit of an orbit, undecayed as the patina colossus pulls free his lame heel from the grounding earth and raises high the last romantic veil. Lift off, and I am gone. Gone beyond imagination. A consecration of madness sold in gold and honeysuckle silver. Quicksilver slowed to sublimate into a crystalline matrix of time. Farewell. Farewell! But it is no longer my concern. For I fall tonight in orbit no longer, stronger than an epiphany made construct in the shadows of an id.